This is WBUR's Morning Edition. Good morning again, I'm Bob Oakes. With more snow in the forecast for tomorrow, there's growing concern about weakening roofs across the state. There have been more than 70 roof collapses in this week alone. As the storms come and go, the deep blanket of snow atop many buildings is getting higher and heavier, and it's melting and freezing, in some cases creating cracks and roof leaks. All of this means a lot of work for the roofing business, as WBUR's David Boeri found out when he tagged along with one crew of roofers in Central Mass.
Up goes a ladder to the roof of a two-story that's growing icicles on Old Surrey Road in Acton, a lovely street with an ugly problem, ice dams.
It's a real pain having all this snow on the roofs. It's just, I'm not at work because of this.
It's a royal pain in the butt, is what Doug MacArthur has actually said to the boys from Three Sons Remodeling. They're boots on the ground and on the housetops of beleaguered homeowners here. Water is seeping in on one ceiling behind the shingles, and it's starting to turn brown from the tar in the asphalt. Not good. But not as bad as roofer Rob Newtley has seen elsewhere.
Really bad. Like, looks like a faucet's turned on inside on one warm day a couple weeks ago.
Walking the pitched roof with shovels, Rob and two co-workers scrape, push, and heave the snow over the sump. The key to understanding ice dams is the dam ice, Rob says.
It's the snow being stuck on your roof. Comes down, and when it starts to melt, goes down to the end and it creates a dam.
The snow melts from underneath, often from heat escaping from a poorly insulated house.
When it gets colder out, it refreezes and that dam gets bigger and bigger. And then eventually when all the snow is still on your roof and it starts to melt big time, it's just going to back up. It's going to be like a reservoir caught behind the dam. That's why it's called a snow dam.
So Three Sons, actually, their son and uncle and a friend, have hit Old Surrey Road big. And people are coming out of their houses to throw money at them. Typically, $400 to $600 a roof. Jim Horgan says this is only the second time he's had to deal with ice dams.
First time, well, probably that 95, 96 time. And I was able to do it myself. This time, nope. Didn't even want to think about it.
Unwilling to climb the roof, he did try throwing a couple of nylons stuffed with salt up onto the ice dam. Rob's uncle, Peter Newtley, finds them and turns to fellow roofer Craig Cunningham.
Dude, don't be taking your pantyhose off on the roof. I told you about that.
What people have been doing, I don't really know how well it works.
Getting rid of the snow works. Short of that, electrical heating wires can melt the dam, or more directly, an assault by claw hammer. It's like busting rocks to make a trench. You know, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama? Once this canal is cut through the ice, the reservoir runs over the roof. For $400 to $600, the Three Sons are saving ceilings and walls from Rorschach stains of tar paper brown. And Old Surrey Road can't get enough of them.
So what do you prefer, working in roofs in the summer or wintertime?
Neither.
For WBUR, I'm David Bowen.